Okay, we are on Daf Nuntes, continuing in Hanodim and Ayarek, Daf Nuntes and Masechas Adarim. We are on the top line, Masiv. Masiv. So if you remember, the Gemara, the past blot and a half, has been discussing the topic of Iker and Gidulin. Do the Gidulin have the halacha of the Iker or not? Or are they different, that they could even be Mevatel, the Iker? So yesterday we seemed to come to a Maskana against Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan. We seemed to come to a Maskana that the Gidulin can be Mevatel, the Iker. They can, but we're not finished yet. We're still asking questions, even though that seemed to be the Ron says, if Shita Lebayan at that point, but now we continue with more questions to one side or to the other side. So Masav Rami Bar Chama on top. Now we finally ask from our Mishnah. This is why we brought this whole discussion here. Konam Perusa Elu Alai, Konam Heim Alapi, Konam Heim Lafi. If I say these fruit are Konam, are Karbanos to me, to my mouth, Aser Bechilufeinu Begidulehen. So the Mishnah says that not only can I not partake of the fruit, but I can't partake of the substitutes of the fruit, Ubegidulehen. And if I put the fruit back in the ground and I cause it to grow, so then I'm also even with the gidulin, sheani ochel sheani to, or sheani ochel sheani toim. If I have a more a different lashon, not konam these peros, konam the Ron says, if you remember, that's a lashon of carbon, and that's why the chilufin of the gidulin are aser. If I don't say that, but I just say I'm not going to taste it, I'm not going to eat it, so then mutar bechilufin begidulayhen. So then the umdana is that I'm only including those actual items, and the substitutes and the gidulin are not included. Bidavar shizaro kala. Now we add, this is only by, it's only mutter by a davar, by something that zaro kala, that when you plant it, the seed disintegrates totally, and then the plant grows from nothing really. It's not yesh miayin totally, but it's not connected to the previous growth, to the root. Ava bidavar shein zaro kala, but by something that the seed does not totally disintegrate, rather the gidulin grow from what was there previously. So then I feel gidulin asurin. So then no matter how many stages, even the growths from the growths are going to be asur, because it's all considered coming from the ikker. So what do you see from there? The opposite of what we proved at the end of yesterday, that the gidulin do go after the ikker. And if the ikker is, you asur the ikker to yourself, so you asur the gidulin to yourself. So don't you see the gidulin go after the ikker? And again, the Gemara here does not answer. Maybe even the Dharma is different. You always have that out in this Masechta. Maybe the Dharma is different. This has nothing to do with the main issue. It's just what do people include in their minds. The Gemara does not answer that here. That's only as a last resort. So Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, no, maybe there's a difference over there in our Mishnah. Shiny konamos. A case of konam where you aser, mitam neder, you aser it as a karbon, that's different. Since you can go to a chacham and get your neder matir, you can get rid of your neder, so then, havi lehu kedavar sheyesh lamatirin, ve'ein batal barov. It's like a davar sheyesh lamatirin, because you can go to a chacham and get it matired, so therefore we would treat this neder as a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Just one line. Why did it say kedavar sheyesh lamatirin? Or did it just say davar sheyesh lamatirin? What do you mean, kidavar? So says the Netziv, because the lokamer havi ledavar sheyesh lamatirin mishum dehai efshar lahatir b'li pesach. Because in this case, you can't be matir unless you have a pesach. V'charata l'chud lo shayach b'maka mitzvah. You don't want to go back on your mitzvah, so you won't be able to use a charata here. Right? Because we talk about doing a mitzvah, karbon. So you don't have a pesach. It's not so easy to find a pesach. Right? If you would have known, so maybe you will. There's a good chance you will. But it's not vadai, so that's why it's only a kidavar sheish lamatir. We're not 100% sure. So that's what the Nisiv says. It's kidavar, but not davar itself. Yeah.
First, it looked like it was a proof that davar sheish lamatir even is something that you need.
Right. So that you could have said right without the Nisiv. If you would have before the Nisiv, you might have said, "Hey, isn't this a proof like those befarshim from yesterday that said davar sheish lamatir is even when you have to do something." Even when you have to do something, because some said that it's only different to Memela, but right, the Shach and others on Yerodea. Right?
Kid makes it seem the other way.
Right, exactly. Kid makes it, that maybe then it's his point. Kid makes it sound like just the opposite. That it's not really, right, the real Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin is only when it happens Memela. Again, you have to know also, there might be a Bechalik between, I think that a Siv could say, even if Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin includes something that happens by where with you have to do something, but I think there might be different levels of how much Tircha there is and what the chances are. You might say, even if you have to do something, if it's only a little bit, so then it's still considered a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Yeah.
So I saw last night there's a gersa in the Taz in your day that said it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that you have to do. You have to be hetaros for darim. So therefore, if it's a mitzvah, it
Hataras Adarim is a mitzvah, and that overrides the fact that it's like a Davar Shel Tircha. Still,
even though you have to do something, it's considered a mitzvah. It's not like you have to do something that you're not going to do.
Right. Uh-huh. So it's L'shem mitzvah. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Ho, since you can, therefore it is a Davar Shel Tircha. I mean, that's a similar kind of idea that's happening here. Since you can, it is considered a Davar Shel Tircha Matir. And it's not Baltimore Roof. Okay. So Konamos are different. There is a discussion we have in the Yamshel Shlomo in Yevamis has the following suggestion. He says, "Lo mikri davar sheyesh lo matirin ela im kein hu aser atal lakol ulaachar sha mutter lakol." Davar sheyesh lo matirin is only when it's aser to everybody, and then it's going to be mutter to everybody. But avodavar shegama ta'ino aser elo lakol. But if it's not even aser to everybody now, eino nechshar davar sheyesh lo matirin ubatal kshari serim. Then it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Right, so you have an egg on Yantif, if you have a chametz on Pesach, that's what everybody's going to become mutter to everybody. So that's the Yamshel Shlomo Shita. You know the Bihuda, they asked from our Gemara. What about our Gemara? What's our Gemara talking about? Our Gemara, the questioner to the Noda Bihuda, it's in Yoredeya, Tinyana, Siminun Gimel. The questioner to the Noda Bihuda says, but what do you mean? Isn't the Yamshel Shlomo against the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch says if you make a neder, it's not a Shisha Matirin. So the Yamshel Shlomo, what do you ask for the Shulchan Aruch for? It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. You have to go backwards. You have to go ask for the source. Says the Noda Bihuda. Avalamalo hiksha alame ha Talmud, kielo din zem beforish be Gemara, the darm daft and tasam and aleph, the konamos mikri davar sheish le matirin. So that's a big bomb kash on the Yamshel Shlomo. A neder is davar sheish le matirin. Unless you say it's the kit, it's only kit, so it's not real. Noda Bihuda has a different answer for the Yamshel Shlomo. He says maybe this answer is only being said for Rebbe Yanai, who needed this answer. Remember, the Gemara asked, Rebbe Yanai is the one that says that the Gidulin don't go after the Iker. But according to the other Amoraim from 2 days ago, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan, they wouldn't have to say this kind of answer, and therefore this line, you could say, is only according to one Shita, and the Yamshel Shlomo holds like the other Shita. So it's one way that you can get out of it. A similar discussion, though, to the Yamshel Shlomo comes up in Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, beginning of Shin Yud Ches is the siman in Shulchan Aruch about Bishul, Mivashel B'Shabbos. So the first sif there talks about Maisa Shabbos, which applies to every malacha in Hilchos Shabbos, but the Shulchan Aruch talks about it by Mivashel. Let's say somebody cooks on Shabbos, B'Mezid B'Shogig, what's the halacha? You're not allowed to do it. But if you did it, what's the halacha? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hamavashel B'Shabbos, somebody cooks on Shabbos, Osa Osa Achaz B'Shar Malachas, if you do any other malacha, B'Mezid Osir Lo La'olam. Somebody cooks, if a Jew cooks b'mezid on Shabbos, that food is usher to him forever. Ula acher mutter l'motzei Shabbos miyad. And to others, it's mutter on Motzei Shabbos right away. U'bishogeg, and what about shogeg? It goes down a level. Usher bo gam l'acherim. On Shabbos itself is usher, period, says the Shulchan Aruch, even bishogeg. Ula erev, even he can take part of it. Mutter lo miyad. So that's the halacha of Maisa Shabbos, differences between b'mezid and bishogeg. Says the Mishnah Brura, according to earlier Achronim, what happens if it gets mixed up? The imnis arev b'shabes oser dover shen is bashal b'mezid b'acherim. Let's say you cook something on Shabbos b'shogeg, and now it gets mixed up b'mezid, and it gets mixed up with others. It mixed up with others. What's the halacha? Is that a dover sheish levatir? And it's going to be oser to him forever. So this is a little different. And to others, it's going to be mutter on Motzei Shabbos. So is that a dover sheish levatir for him? For him, it was never, because it was going to be mutter for you. So das amagen Avraham deinim is batel, but also b'shabbos lehanos mizeh. The kurd amagen Avraham is not batel. Why? Because the kivut of the Motzei Shabbos yeh mutter l'achayir, and mikri davar sheish l'matirin, v'ena badal filo be'elef. The amagen Avraham says, it's a davar sheish l'matirin, even though it was never going to be mutter for me. U'machakaz b'yerodeya, hipuch zeh, nitzchak amagen Avraham. Okay. V'ayin chavaz das, shem shecholik alav. Machlokes ha-poskim. Right? So machlokes ha-poskim, whether something that was never going to be mutter for me, it's considered a davar sheish l'matirin. So it relates to two issues. Number one, it relates to the other Bihud issue just now. Whether it has to be usher for everybody now, it is usher for everybody now. But it's not going to be mutter for everybody later. Number two, this probably relates to the Rashi and the Ran. According to Rashi, who says, based on the Gimel, that you might as well wait. Might as well wait. So then, this it's not a davar sheish l'matirin, but you might as well wait. It's never going to be mutter for this guy. You can't apply, you might as well wait. But if you say it's a more formal din, like we had the Ran on Daf Nun Beis, that Davar Sheish L'Matirin is based on the fact that it's considered a Davar Heter, and it's Heter Beheter, and there's no clash, and Bittul requires a clash, so that maybe even according to that's the Chavah, that's the Magen Avraham, that it is Davar Sheish L'Matirin. There's no clay. It's halachically, it's defined as a davar sheyesh lo matirin because it's going to be mutter to others, and therefore it can work. But that's in a similar case where the issue comes up, mutter to everybody in the future or not, also to everybody now or not. One other makar, and then we will continue. There's a Yerushalmi, fascinating Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi wonders if a neder is considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Because what does davar sheyesh lo matirin mean? I have a piece of meat here. It's going to become mutter. When it becomes mutter, this piece of meat is going to be mutter. It's asr now, it's going to be mutter then. What happens by a neder? The Gemara says a neder is kedavar sheyesh lo matirin because I could go to the chacham and get it matired. What happens to when I get it matired by the chacham? It's et neker meikaro. It doesn't exist. Only a husband is megas, right, from here on. A chacham is neker meikaro. So what happens? You go to the chacham, it's neker meikaro. So the neder is davar sheyesh lo matirin? No, it doesn't exist anymore. What's a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Where something exists, it's also now, it's going to become mutter. Here, the situation is going to become mutter, but a neder is just going to disappear. So it's not going to exist once you get it matired. That's a davar sheyesh lo matirin? So that's a discussion in the Yerushalmi, whether that really is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, but our Gemara says it's a kid. So you don't really know what it means. Kid davar sheyesh lo matirin, as the Nitziv pointed out, but that is a discussion in the Yerushalmi. Yeah.
To get the nether,
right. So if you look at right, the chefsa is usher, and then it's going to become mutter. But it's not that the, and if you say it's like a konam, so maybe you also have the, it's a carbon, and now it's not a carbon. So it's davar sheyesh lo matirin. But at least maybe if you go back to the roots of it, so maybe it it doesn't exist. But it has that issue, the suffix at least, our Gemara assumes it is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Okay, back to our Gemara. So says the Gemara, isn't our Mishnah Akasha? Because our Mishnah talks about the Gidulin are going to have the halacha of the Iker. So the Gemara answers from Rabbi Abba that no, konamos are different because konamos are like a davar sheyesh lo matirin and they're not batel. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. Mahare Truma, the boy Michelale. What about Truma? Truma is also something that I could be shoel on. If I would have known that such and such would happen, I wouldn't have made this Truma. So truma is something that you could be shoel on. Ubatli. Batli. The grot takes out rov, because one is truma batel barov. Right? Truma is batel in 100. You know, 100 for truma. 200 for kilei akarim. So the grot says on the bottom, barov nimchak, to habin and kuf. And he doesn't like the sheet of kibetz. This is a suggestion he does not like. But he says it's batel. So truma is a davar sheyesh lo matirin also. And yet it's batel. It's not as the Mishnah says in trumos. So a truma shed temeya. Truma temeya that falls into less than 100 of chulin, teirakev, you have to let it rot. You have to let it rot. Halameya, tala. But if it's into 100, so then tala, right? So then it's batel. So the Mishnah says beferish that truma can be batel. Truma tahora is batel, and then it's totally butter in the chulin. Truma temeya would be batel. Why the post can talk about why did they talk about temeya here? The Ran says the rabusa to the yuka to halameya filu the temeya hitale. The Ran says talking about temeya to tell you the chiddush that even if it's temeya. If it falls into 100, it's still going to be batel. You might think like tahor is batel, but temeya is like such a something that's never going to be batel. No, even temeya is going to be batel, says the Ran. That's why he talks about temeya. Either way, you have tahor and you have talking about truma. So truma less than 100 is meduma, and therefore it's not going to be batel. But if it's into 100, it's batel. That's Gemara's kasha. What's the difference between truma and neder? You could get rid of both of them. Both should be called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So if you say a neder is not batel because it's like a konam, so too truma should not be batel. So the Gemara is going to have three answers. Why exactly is this a case that truma is batel? Why isn't it a davar sheyesh lo matirin? The Gemara is going to have three ideas. Number one, let's read number one first. Amri bitruma biyad kohen. Even before we do the answers, there are a couple of points on the question. So the Gemara says, shouldn't truma be a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and therefore it should be batel? Says the Rishash. The Rishash says, 1 minute. If you're mevatel your truma, if you are mashil on your truma, you're going to go to the chacham. I never meant this to be truma. So what's the chacham going to say? Okay, it was never truma. What's going to come out of that? It's going to come out that you made a bracha levatala. You were mafish shumas and maestris. Asher k'neshan mafish sivanu lahafish shumas and maestris. And you made a bracha. Is that a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Where after what's done to you, you're going to come out having done a set of bracha levatala? V'dad akashali afilu kayemes ha'isai. Sorry about chala. Because Malcolm, when he itchla le nimsa to avar lemafreya alo sisa be'abracha shebirach alafrashasa. Is that a daraisa? Is that a darabanan? Machlokas be shown him. Either way, that's going to come out after he says it's not true anymore. It'll come out that what you did is a davar is an iser. V'chein kasha be'gemara. So he says, isn't that not such a good suggestion for a davar sheish matirin? Hey, you could do it. What do you mean you're going to do it? You want it to be? You want to violate lo sisa? So says the Rishash, maybe it's not going to be an iser of a bracha levatala. Because at the moment that you did it, it was okay. So what if something comes out from it afterwards? If at the moment that you made a bracha, you were allowed to make the bracha, so what if something changes later? This is, doesn't emphasize this, but it especially works according to those Rishonim who say that a bracha levatala is only an iser derabanan of losisa. We mentioned the Rambam against most Rishonim. The Rambam holds that a bracha levatala in losisa is an iser daraisa, which is very unusual, even though it's the Pashas HaGemara. You say, what do you say? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Beautiful. Asher Kedishonim, you sanctified us to be mafresh yumas amayishos. What a beautiful statement. The Rambam says, if you're not being mafresh, it's an iser daraisa. So most Rishonim say, it's not a daraisa. What you said is beautiful. It's just not in the proper context. So it's a derabanan. See, if you hold this derabanan like most Rishonim, so then this works in a little better. If at the moment that you did it, it was something proper, so then even though the evid, Lamafreya, it was uprooted, so it's not going to be a problem. But that's the Rishash's point. That if at the moment that you did it, it was okay, it's not, it's a big yesod. It's not a bracha levatala. And he compares this to Tosas and Tainus. What happens if I say anenu? What if I say anenu on a fast day, and then I end up not fasting? I say I know I only say anenu by mincha, but right, I don't say anenu by shacharis. Why don't we say anenu by shacharis? Because then it's a good chance that a lot of us won't be fasting. But if I say anenu by mincha, because we assume by mincha, you know, it's mistama will finish the fast. But what happens if I'm not finishing? Let's say the halacha is even if I know I'm going to break my fast after mincha, I still say anenu by mincha. So when you see a neinu, b'yom som tani seinu, isn't that a sheker? So says the Rishash, according to Tosas and Tainus, no. Defilu achal achal kach lo mikri shakrin. Kivan da'oz ha'yabadaito, yishlomar huadin lin yibrach levatala. No problem. That's the yisod. If at the moment that you are doing something, you have the allowance to do it, it is not a bracha levatala. Then the Rishash even adds, let's say now you're going to be mafresh again, truma. Because you were shol on your tree, you're going to be mafresh again. Says the Rishash, no new bracha. The previous bracha covers you. Says the Rishash, Nirali Mizeh. And this is against the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer argues on this. The Kishapir Yafresh Atam Echadash Lo Yitztarech Lavarech The Yotze Ba'abracha Shebirech Ba'afrasha Rishona Ava Gavda Loasa Mitzvah Oz. It's pretty big hefsek there. Still, Mikal Makom Chashav Lasos V'Havei Kascholas Mitzvah. It's like Kascholas Mitzvah. V'Yavsha Ozak Achach Binyanam Acherim. It's like domel amitzvah beemsa hamitzvah deino chozer mevarech, and he compares it to the bracha of kamo besukah deikam lamadamer besukah nevarech al yom rishon v'sagi because shivas hayamim. There is a mandamer that says you make a bracha of leishah besukah the first day. That's it. So too here says the Rishash. So a couple of chidushim. Number one, it's not a bracha levatala. Number two, it doesn't break up davar sheish lamatirin, even though you can end up doing an avera. I mean, that was really point number one. Number three, you don't have to make a new bracha. Comes up in another place. The Ritva talks about, Shulchan the Post can talk about this on Shulchan Aruch. Let's say you wash the Tilos Yadayim for eating Hamotzi, and you come in, and either you change your mind, or let's say you thought there was bread on the table, and there's no bread. You wash, you're at somebody's house, you think there's, you peeked into the dining room, you thought you saw bread, you come in, and there's no bread! There's no bread, it was a donut! Something, so did you say Bracha Levatala? You washed, Atila said, what, you can't talk now for 4 hours until you get bread? So no, what you did, he did. What can you do? Was that a Bracha Levatala? So again, the Shomer Sanhedrin Balacha here connected to this Rishash. No, if at the moment that you said something, you had the heter to say it, it's not a Bracha Levatala. So that is the yisod, important yisod, Rishash, Medarim Nintes, of Bracha Levatala. If at the moment that you do something, it is okay, you have the heter. Also comes up Lamaisa. Remember, I had the shayla a few years ago. Woman is mafresh chala. She's in her house, she's mafresh chala. And all of a sudden, she puts it on the side. Whatever she does, she's going to burn it. And all of a sudden, she goes out for a minute, whatever, it gets mixed up. She realizes that the chala that she was mafresh got put back onto the dough. So if a woman wasn't mafresh, she forgot to be mafresh totally, even if she baked it already. So she takes something off after the afiyah. But let's say she was mafresh. It's mamish aser banah. This challah does aser banah. And then it got put back into the dough. What does she do? So the poskim say she should be shoel. She should say, you know, if I would have known, it would have gotten mixed up. I wouldn't have done it in the first place. I would have been mafresh. So a male, it's not chal anymore. What happened to your bracha though? Same kasha as the rishash. What happened to the bracha? That's the Chazam Sofer's point. He says, look, if at the moment that you're allowed to do it, it's okay, even though Lomafreya comes out that you weren't mafresh at that time, still, it's okay. It's not a violation of losis. Okay, that's the rishash and other important discussions related.
Yeah. Does it become tevel?
Doesn't it become tevel? So the whole thing's tevel, so you can retake it. Tevel, we said, is also a davar sheish matirin. Mafresh makam acher. We said that a couple
right.
2 days ago.
The tevel,
or katera kachisuro.
Yeah. Truma, so it goes from something that's usher to something that's usher.
I'm saying, besides that, something's usher that can be mutter again. So it's two steps. Two steps. If is it a davar sheish matirin? If it's two steps, okay. Maybe that would be a chumrah on the Ran and the kula of Rashi. Can become mutter, but maybe halakhically you don't view two steps. To think about it. Okay, so let's continue. Says the Gemara. So, again, the Gemara's question is Truma versus Neder. Why do we call a Neder / Konam a Dava Sheish Lamatirin, and therefore it's not Batal, while Truma is not called a Dava Sheish Lamatirin, even though in both cases you can be Shoel. You can be Shoel on your Neder. So the Gemara answers three answers. Number one, Amri b'Truma b'yad Kohen Askinan. We're talking about a case where the Truma was already given. The Yisrael gave the truma to the Kohen. What, the Kohen is allowed to be is allowed to be Shoel? The Kohen already has the truma. The Lomati Lemitshalalei. That's the case we're talking about there in the Mishnah in Trumos. You know why it's not a Davashesh Lamatirin? Because the Kohen already has it. If the Kohen has it already, therefore he cannot be Shoel on the truma. Could the Yisrael be Shoel after he gives it to the Kohen? The Kohen can't because he wasn't Mafreshit. But could the Yisrael be Bishoel? So that is the Urayim. Rabbi Lazar Matz quoted here in the Rush. Look at the Rush. The third, in my version, is the third widest line of the Rush. The third widest line of the Rush towards the end of the line. Let's start in the middle, actually. Third wide line of the Rush. Kivan sheyatzah mirushus Yisrael v'kiyebe masas nesina. Once the mitzvah of nesina is fulfilled by the Yisrael, sulo matilaf kuei shem truna mina. The Yisrael cannot remove the shem truma al yidei she'ela. He can't. That's the Kohen. That's the Yisrael cannot remove it once he gives it. Why can't he do it? Because he, the Kohen, didn't make it Shuma. If you didn't make it Shuma, you can't get rid of the Shuma. Mashma da'a Kohen Koi, arguing with the Rush. Aval Yisrael shefrisra. Matzi Mishalalei. So the Rabbi Matz says, no, the Yisrael still can get rid of the Shem Truma. The Gemara, when it says it's not a definition of Matir, it's only because now the Kohen has it, and the Kohen cannot get rid of it. But in the Chinami, says Rabbi Matz, the Yisrael can get rid of it. There is, yeah? Oh, good question. So then why is it called, why is it not called the definition of Matir? Somebody can get rid of it. Is it not usual? It's not usual, that's how the answer given by some Achronim. Because it's not common after you give it to the Kohen for you to then get rid of it. The Kohen, if somebody has something, you can talk about it, but the Kohen can't. The Yisrael can, yeah?
What would be Gezel? Now you're making Tevel.
Oh, is it Gezel? So that is a discussion. It's a discussion, where is it? Here in Rishach, in the Avi Ezri, which we don't use enough. The Avi Ezri in Hilchos Trumas. The Avi Ezri discusses what happens if the Kohen took it forcibly. The Kohen took it forcibly, according to the Rishonim, against the Urayim, against the Blazim Metz. Let's say if I say, usually I can't be I can't annul it anymore. I can't be Shoel if I give it to the Kohen. What if the Kohen took it forcibly? I didn't choose and I wasn't mocking it to him. So the Ava Ezri has a discussion there. He quotes the Mishkanus Yaakov and he argues with him. He quotes the Kohelis Yaakov who says, She'ikar atam mashe'in yocholat shuli alei achet sholiyad Kohen. Why do we usually say that the Israel can no longer? Against the Blazim Metz. Why do we usually say the Israel can no longer do it? Hu mishum de'she'ela mahani rakba ochelo nigmar ha'nedel agamri. That's only if your nether has not reached completion. But if your nether has reached completion, kvar niskayim ha-neder, v'yina mechuzer sham davar, then you can't get rid of it, if it's totally finished. Therefore, says the Mishkanus Yaakov, v'yim kein af im natlu bal karcho, gamkin in nishol alay. So what if the Kohen took it forcibly? Your nether has reached completion. The truma has gone to the Kohen. You fulfilled the mitzvah, even if the Kohen took it forcibly. Says the Avi Ezri, Rav Shach, I argue, v'tza bahani b'chol dvarav. I disagree. Why? Rakim nostim lakoy midaito. Sheyesh kan hakna'a. You know why the Yisrael is usually out of the picture? Because he was makne it. Lo rak mitat shem truma. Not just because it's truma, but because now it becomes mamono shel kohen. So then, eina Yisrael bailam lasos ala perishayim shelo shum chalos. Lo la'eser v'lo la'heter. If I'm makne it, it's not mine. I can't do anything. I can't asher davar shein shelo. I can't be makdish davar shein shelo. I can't be mashil on davar shein shelo. But if the kohen takes it by himself, so find mitzad the neder. The neder has been fulfilled. But mitzad the kinyan, I'm still connected to it. If I'm still connected to it. I can affect the status of it. So therefore, the Rav Shach says that there is a big chilek, whether you give it to the kohen or if the kohen takes it himself. If the kohen takes it himself, then the Yisrael can and still has the power. So that is a machlokas achronim within most Rishonim, that once it's given over, the Yisrael can't. Where the Urayim says, the big chiddush, that even if it's given over, the Yisrael still has, and the chiddush, like was just pointed out, the chiddush is that that's still called not, it's still not called the davar matirin, even though the Yisrael would still have power. Okay, so says the Gemara. So again, what's the chiluk between truma and neder? So the first answer given is that it's talking about a case where the kohen already has the truma, and therefore the Yisrael, according to most Rishonim, no longer nobody could any longer be shaul on it. Says the Gemara, ihachi yema seifa. But if you look at the seifa of that Mishnah, it says v'maisa tahora timachal kohen. But it says if it's truma tahora that got mixed in, just sell it to a kohen. What do you mean? The kohen already has it. What do you mean, sell it to a kohen? So it can't be talking about where the coin already has it. So Ella, shot number two. What's the case the Mishnah's talking about? Be Yisrael, shenaflu lo mi base avi imo kohen askinon. We're talking about a Yisrael whose maternal grandfather was a kohen. So he's not a kohen. He's a Yisrael, this man under discussion. But his mother's father was a kohen. His mother married a Yisrael. So he yarshined his grandfather. So he has all this truma. So it's a case of Yisrael having it. That's why the sefer could fit in, selling it to a kohen. But he can't be shaul on it. He can't be shaul if it was yours. Start out yours. If it was your grandfather's, especially if Yisrael gave it to your grandfather. This is another okimta where it's a case that is truma that is not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. But again, the Gemara asks, 1 minute. Vaktani seifa, but still, the end says, Timachru lekohen chutz mi demei osa sa'ah. But what does it say? If you have truma, let's say you're in Yisrael. If you're Yisrael and you have truma that got mixed into your pot. You have $2 worth of truma that got mixed into $100, that's to be at least $100, $100 worth of chulin. So it's mutter, so the secrets, but there's truma in there. So let's say it's less. So it's meduma. So you could sell it to the kohen less the price of the truma, because you can't sell truma to give it. So you could sell it to the kohen less the price. But if you are a kohen, you don't have to sell less that price. See, if it's yours, really, you're not giving it as a matana. So here, if the case is that you're talking about because your zeta gave you the truma, so that's yours. You should be able to sell the truma. It's your assets. So again, we don't think the case could be where it's from your maternal grandfather. So the Gemara has third and final pshat. Again, what's the chiluk between shruma and nedarim? Why by neder is it considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin and not batil? Well, shruma is not a davar sheyesh lo matirin and therefore is batil. Ela im as follows. Bishlama konamos mitzvah latshuli alei. It's not just an issue of whether you can undo it in the future. It's whether there's a mitzvah and you should undo it in the future. By a neder, you should undo it in the future as a mitzvah. As we had earlier on Daf Chav Beis, Mishum Rabbi Nasan. Da Rabbi Nasan, kol hanoder kilu bana bama. If you make a neder, it's as if you built a bama. It's terrible. Va'makayim o kilu makter aleha. And if you're makayim the neder, and you're not mavadalit, so then it's as if you are sacrificed on a bama. Again, at the time of an Isser bama. At the time when you're not supposed to build bamas, private mizbechos. So it's a mitzvah to get rid of your nedarim. So that, we could say it as if you did it. Because it's a mitzvah, so it's as if you did it, because we know you're going to do the mitzvah. Truma, my mitzvah litshulele. Truma, what is a mitzvah to get rid of your truma? My mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. The Shach says in Yoradeya, Rach b'shas atchak. You're not supposed to get rid of your truma. The Meiri even says it's a srach aveira. It's a srach aveira. What do you mean? You made this truma. You're going to get rid of it? Right? You're not supposed to get rid of your truma. So, therefore, it's not called a davar sheyesh lo matirin, even though it's possible, but it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Period. So that's the chiluk, the final chiluk between truma and neder. I saw in the Birur Hadaf, it also brings up an issue in the Achronim, quotes from the Ma'adani Aretz, right, or Shlomo Zalman, that being shoal on truma, forget the fact that it's just not a good thing to do, it's not a mitzvah. Once you show on your truma, what usually happens? People take off truma, then ma'aser rishon, and then truma smais, the whole order. If you don't take off truma, everything's messed up. Because then you didn't go in order. That's one avera, right? The pasuk says milas chav demachalos acher, which means you have to go in order. Take off bikurim and then truma, the whole order. So now if you're moshal on your truma, so then you didn't do it in order. So isn't that an avera? So not only is it not a good thing, it's an avera. Unless you say, Badani Yaret says, unless you say that once you're shoal on your truma, then memeilu it's an umdudah that you're shoal on the Meiser Rishon also. But either way, it's not so glad, just like the Rishash discussed before. You're going to end up with the Brachal of Atala. Here's a similar discussion. You're going to end up with not going in order in your Seder Hafrashas. So that's something also to be, to think about. Okay. Two other Ha'aris. That is number one. Question of the Beis Halevi. Fascinating question of the Beis Halevi. So what does this Gemara say? The Gemara says that by Kaimel Darvish Eishla Matirin Adei She'ela, by Darvish Eishla Matirin, it's not Batel because Efshar B'She'ela. Efshar B'She'ela. Says the Beis Halevi, Mimanavshach, I have a question. Mita Oraisa, this is Batel. So what's She'ela going to be Chal on? The neder, the konam, is batel in the tarovis. Mida oraisa. Davish yesh lamatirin is a chumar midi rabbanan. So it says you can be shovel on it, and therefore it's not batel. What do you mean? It's not batel, but mida oraisa is batel. So how is it chal? And alokol mitzvah. He says, jari mina torah is batel, and that's a kulo heter. Lachor mina torah lo tochal of sheila klal. How does sheila work? And then the other way, alokol mitzvah lihi shol al neder who kadesh shol yovel li yimichshol. And what's the whole purpose anyway? It's a mitzvah to be shol on the neder. Why is there a mitzvah to be shol on the neder? Because you don't want to have a michshol. You don't want to violate. You're not going to violate. It's b'tah robes. So there's no purpose of the mitzvah anyway to be shol. So there's a kasha in both directions. Number one, it shouldn't be a davar sheish lamatirin because there's no mitzvah to be shol because there's. It's not a michshol. And then the other way, if you want to say it does exist, but then how is the she'ela going to work on it? Because it doesn't exist on the daraisa level. She'ela is a din daraisa. So he says, tries to figure out a way how to, it does exist on a darabanan level, because once the rabbanan say it, they can say the she'ela does work, but it's a very strong question. You know, it sounds like a circular issue here, that the only reason it exists is because there's a mitzvah, but there is no mitzvah anymore on a daraisa level, because it's mixed in, it's not a michshol, and therefore how could the she'ela work? Either way, he deals with that question, Beis Halevi, Chela Gimel, Simin Lamed. And one other point, one Dvar Agada for the day. There are many Dvar Agadas, but Yotzizan are Dvar Agada. Daf Chav Beis in the Dharam was on a Shabbos, so I didn't give it. So this Gemara came up then, but I didn't get to say it, so I'll say it now. It came up here. Why is making a neder like building a bama? Maha Kesher between the two. You make a neder, you build a bama. You know, okay, they're both, usually you have a ki'ilu, maha Kesher. So if you look in the Meshech Chachma, in the Hagdama to Sefer Vayikra. So in a month from now, we could say it at the Shabbos table. Right, the famous Machlokas, the beginning of Vayikra between the Rambam and the Ramban, about the Ta'am of Karbanos. Ta'am of Karbanos. The Rambam writes in the Moreh Nevuchim, as he does by probably half the mitzvahs, that it's to counteract Avodah Zarah. And almost everything is connected to Avodah Zarah for the Rambam and the Moreh Nevuchim. It says around the Moreh, Gimel Mevav, Laharchik Levadam Avodah Zarah. So that a person doesn't do Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of gives us an out. You know, do Karbanos. So you see all the other nations doing Karbanos to their Avodah Zarah, so, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you can do Karbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a very bidyevit type of mentality. The Ramban takes the Rambam to task. What do you mean? Adam Arishon was connected to Avodah Zarah. Noah, he gets out of the table, he sacrifices, gives a carbon. That's connected to Avodah Zarah. Many rayas that, again, there must be more behind that sheet of the Rambam. But either the Ramban in Parshas Vayikra argues that no, there's something positive itself of carbonus. It's Ilu Am being Hukrav. Kihula Kariv Kalakochos Olamos Fu Inyan Electri Ruchani, says the Meshech Chachma, Asher Bepulos Akoin Asa Gvos Bolamos Shanim Kiyadua. Oh, so now the Meshech Chachma steps in and says, I'm going to be Machria. I think they're both right. You're talking about on the Mizbeach in the Mishkan Mesa Migdash, or you're talking about on a Bama? That's the Chilik. Kiyar Karbanas Bama Himram Lahakhag Avodah Zarah Milavavas Am Yisrael. The Rambam's right on Bamas. On Bamos, it's Lahakhag Avodah Zarah. And he says you find the lashon of reyach nichoach never appears on a bama. Beis hamigdash karbanos, those are to bring you close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Those are ki'ilu, you're there. That's the Ramban's idea. Ki karbanos beis hamigdash heim avadi l'kariv olamus l'chaber dudim. That's the chilek. You never find Reich Lichoach on a bama. Reich Lichoach, special Reich Lichoach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's dafka on a mizbeach. On a bama, that's just a geder for Avodah Zarah. Preventative. Now you understand, says the Meshech Chachma, Ubazeh Yuvan, Hanoder Kiluban Abama. Because what's the whole purpose of a neder? The purpose of a neder is as a safeguard. Prevention. You don't want to violate something. That's why you make a neder. You prevent yourself. It's exactly the purpose of Karbanos on Abama. Hanoder Kiluban Abama. The problem is, right, we say, what are you making a neder for? There are 365 things you're already not allowed to do. You have to add on more. So a neder is an inappropriate safeguard. A bama, b'shas beis hamigdash, is an inappropriate safeguard. Because go to the beis hamigdash. What are you bringing a bama for? Go to the beis hamigdash. That's the ultimate type of karbanos. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's exactly the parallel between making a neder and building a mabla. And he even just adds one other point. Beautiful. He says, u'bazen iskalali sod. The secret of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed to me. Pshat and Tosfos and Megillah. Machlokas there, machlokas tanoim, machlokas amoraim. Whether the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, right, Kedusha Rishona and Yerushalayim, is la'asa love or not. Do we say that once the Churban HaBayis happened, the Kedusha left? So there's a machlokas tanoim, there's a machlokas amoraim, there's a machlokas about it. So the Deya in Tosfos and Megillah Daf Yud, where Reb Chaim Cohen says, even if the Kedusha did not last, you could no longer bring a bama. You could no longer make a bama. Everybody agrees you can't build bamas b'zman hazeh. Everybody agrees. Why? If the kedusha is not there anymore, so why can't you build a bama? This says the Meshech Chachma, because we know. But during Bayis Sheni, Chazal got rid of the Yisahara for Avodah Zarah. We had it in Yuma. We had it in Sanhedrin. We're gonna have it in Sanhedrin, right? The Chazal killed the Yisahara for Avodah Zarah. Remember that Gemara? And they tried to do the one for Gilead Arayis. They locked it up, and then no eggs were laid. So they just blinded it and set it free. But they wiped out the Yisahara for Avodah Zarah. So there's no point in building a bama. Can't build a bama. Bama was just a geder. So l'kuli alma, says the Meshech Chachma, that you cannot build a bama bizman hazeh, even though there's no mabes hamigdash, even if you say lo kishel asilacho. There's four more pages here. You can look at it. That's the hagdama of the Meshech Chachma, the Sefer Vayikra. Okay. Vayarach Hashem is reach anichoach. Have to work it out. Got to work it out. Got to work it out. Vayarach Hashem is reach anichoach by Noach. Right, so you got to, what's his lashon? Maybe that's by Bama Gadol, not by Bama Katan. You never find, that's what you have to say. Okay, you have to have a comeback. You have to say maybe only by a Bama Bishas. Right, he's lashon here. Let me look at his, right, he quotes the Mishnah in Zvachim. Ein reach lichoach b'bama katana. Hari the kadshe bama ein on the reach lichoach. He generalizes it. Maybe it means there are times when we had bamos, but there still was a Bama Gadola. There was a bama, like in the times between Shiloh. I think you have to look at the second to last parak in last parak 13th to 14th parak in Zvachim. The Mishnah is there, talk all about the Israel and the Heder Bamas. So I think it said right, but there was times that there was a bama gedola in Nov and in Givon where there was a Heter Bamas, but there's bama gedola and bama katana. So maybe when there's a bama gedola, the bama katana is not a Reich Lichoach. So maybe Noach had the din of a bama gedola. That's my best shot. Okay, weiter. Where are we up to? Gufa, five lines from the bottom. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Getting back to what we discussed 2 days ago, quoting, Litra b'tzolam shetikna b'zara m'sazeres l'fikula. If you have an onion that you're totally were mafresh already, right? You took achumus, some ice from the onion, everything. M'sazeres l'fikula. And you plant it back in the ground and it grows, and it's during Shvius we had, so you have to take off all chumus and ma'isrus. Take off all chumus and ma'isrus. M'sazeres l'fikula. Lafi kula. It's not during Shemitah. The Zer is lafi kula. So even though the onion itself you already took off maestros from, says the Rabbi Yochanan, you have to take off from everything. So Yosef Rabbah v'kamal ha-shmaitza. So Rabbah said this over. Umbalei Rav Chisda. Man tais l'chol Rabbi Yochanan Rabbah. Who's going to listen to you and your Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan? Heter shebahen leichon halach. What happened to the heter in that? Meaning the onion itself, that was mutter already. Take off maestros for the onion. The onion already was. So what are you talking about? How can you say the onion is going to be subject to chiyav maestros again? Screams out Rav Chisda. The Sharm Sharon of Balacha points out that if you look on the side, this lashon of who's going to listen to you and your Rebbe? See on the side, Psachim Shvuas Meila. It appears four times in Shas. It's always used by Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is always the one that uses this very strong language. Who's going to listen to you and your Rebbe? So the Sharm Sharon of Balacha says maybe it's because Rav Chisda was the Oker Harim. Chizda, it says in Erevin, was the Oker Harim. And Machmas Charifusei Mishtamish Bidvarim Kashim. A little strong Lashon, but they made it's all Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda says to Rabbah, let's remember the players, Rav Chizda and Rabbah. Rabbah quotes his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, that you have to take off Chumas and Maisis from everything. Says Rav Chizda, what are you talking about? The onion itself was mutter already. So Rabbah says back, Milo Tzan Techvasi. Oh, we had a similar Mishnah, B'tzalim, the Mishnah in Shvius. B'tzalim, Shiyadolim, Kshamim, this is the Shvius case. Onion, an onion from the sixth year that it rained on, B'tzimchu, and it grew. We had this yesterday. If the leaves turn black, then it's asur, because you really assume it grew now during Shvius. If they only become green, it's mutter, because you assume that it did not grow so strong. So ask the Gemara, ask the Rabbah. So why, if it's shchorin, the whole thing becomes asur? Everything becomes Shvius? Even the sixth year onion? Why don't you say, what do you mean? This was mutter already. The onion was a sixth year. So says Rabbah, that proves like me. You're right, it was sixth year, but now the gidulin overpower and give the status of the ikker, right? The status of the ikker follows the gidulin. Therefore, the whole thing is shvius. So Amar Lei, Rav Chizda says back, no, you got pshat of the Mishnah wrong. Mi savris al ha'ikr k'tani, atosevis k'tani asurin. No, that Mishnah that says that the whole thing becomes like the gidulin, that's not talking about the ikr, that's only the tosevis, what's grown. You're right, the Mepharshim point out, you can't figure out what's the ikr, what's the tosefis. You can't figure it out. But, lemaisi, that's only a lemaisa question, but bi'ikaron says Rav Chizda, only the tosefis is asur. Ihachi, let's just finish up, and then there's something interesting to talk about. Ihachi, my aser of Shem Gamliel Lameimar. If that's true, that the Mishnah is only referring to the Tosefes, so what's Rav Shem Gamliel adding? What's Rav Shem Gamliel? The Tanya, the following. The following Brisa, Rav Shem Gamliel comments about our Mishnah. Rav Shem Gamliel Omer, Hagadol b'chiyev chayev, Hagadol b'pater pater. What was grown b'chiyev in Shvius is chayev in Shvius. What grew b'ptur, 6 years pater. So Tanakam and Ami Achi aser. Hachi Amar. According to you, Rav Chizda, Rav Shem Gamliel is saying the same thing as the Tanakama. Some more answers, you're right. Kula Masisa, Rav Shem Gamliel Ketani Ila. Really, it's the old Rav Shem Gamliel. The Mishnah is anonymous. The Brisa says his name. But really, it's the same Shita. Let's stop there for a minute. So what's this Machlokas about? Rabbah Rav Chizda. Whether the Iker has disappeared and takes on the status of the Gidulin. So the Granat tells us, it's the Machlokas is, how do you look at Bittel? How do you look at Bittel? We say that you put this in and now the Gidulin are Mevatel Iker. Do we say by Bittel, let's say a piece of Isser falls into Heter, does the Isser totally disappear? It's not there anymore? Or do we say that no, maybe it's there, but you don't have to treat it as Isser. You don't have to treat it as Isser because you don't know where it is. That's Dine Bittel. It's definitely nullified. But the question is, did it totally change status? Is it Isser Nishapich LeHeter or not? Says the Granat, that's what they're arguing about. According to Rav Chizda, Lahechad Halach, where'd it go? It's still there somewhere. Didn't disappear. So for Didi Bittel, you have certain Hetera, but it's still there. Mashenkin Rabbah says, no, it totally disappears. Where does this come up? Halacha Lamaisa. This is the Machalkas Rishonim. Yeah? Exactly. Rosh Rashba. Simin Kuftes in Yaredeya. What happens if you have a frank, that's treif. You have a treif frank that fell into 1,000 francs. You don't need 1,000 francs. Min Bamino, you only need Rove. Let's say 10 francs. A franc that fell into 10 francs. A tray franc fell into 10 kosher francs. What's that halacha? Bittel. They're all mutter. Are you allowed to eat all of them? You allowed to eat all of them? Are you and your friend allowed to eat all of them? So that's a major machlokas rishonim. The Torah quotes this at the beginning of Simin Kuftes. The Torah quotes the most makel shita first. The kivash is data achatika barov muteris lagamre. The Torah says, one person could eat all of them together. That's the Shita. Even though you're bevadai eating a piece of treif, still mutter. Right? That is the Shita of the Rush. The Torah quotes the Shita of his father, the Rush. The Beis Yosef says, 1 minute. Right, that's you quote your father. There are other shittas here. So the first of the Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba. The Rashba says, one person can eat them all, says the Rashba, but only one after another. Not all at once. I'm eating this frank because I can assume it's mutter. I could eat this frank because it's mutter. When you get to the last one, the Rashba says you can assume that you ate the treif one already. So this one's mutter. You could always assume that the one in front of you is mutter, but you can't eat them all at once. You can't stuff them in your mouth at once, because that then for sure eating, you don't go that far. So the Rosh is the most makel. Right? You can eat all of them at once. The Rashba is a little, is mako, but it's not so mako. You can eat them all, b'zachar zeh. The smag, says the Beis Yosef, the smag says, you can't eat all of them. Give some to your friend. If two people eat it, each of them can assume that their friend ate the yisr. That's the siege of the smag. Smag kasa, deish lahakrish, lo lo'aklam adem echad, shenim shesh ocha b'vada yisr. If two people are involved, then nobody ate a vada yisr. And finally, you have the sheet of Rashi. Rashi in Avodah Zarah says, nobody can eat that last one. Gotta throw one out. So you have the Rosh, the Rashba, the Smag and Rashi. But what's the Lundus? The Lundus is, does the Isser, the Rosh holds, Isser Nefach Laheter. That's the shot of the Rosh. Nefach Isser Lios Muheter Umutter Lachla Filukum Lekechon. The language of the Rosh. Right? It's Nefach Lios Mutter. That's the sheet of the Rosh. Who do we passing like? She's looking at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes, what? Shulchan Aruch quotes, "Umutu lo'achlan adam echad kol echad bifnei atzma v'lo yochlan shlasham yachad." First day, of course, like the Rashba, one person can eat them all, one after another, not all at once. V'yesh misha osel lo'achlan adam echad be'achad b'zilachazeh afilu b'zilachazeh. And then some say that one person cannot eat all of them one after another. The smag. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashba, and then the smag. The Rama then quotes v'yesh machmirin lahashluch echad olitin lo'ovid kochavim. Some are even machmer. Nobody should eat one. Parentheses. Rashi avodas kochavim dafai dalar ben aleph. Rashi. The Ramah quotes Rashi. B'diyeved. A few times. The Ramah shasat chakma mishas hefsid. Maybe you can eat them all at once and rely even on the Rush. If the Torah quotes the Rush, right? So every shita makes it in somewhere into the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. But either way, that's the issue here. Rabba and Rav Chisda.
Yeah.
Take off one. Okay, but right, you can't just leave the last one. Right, not just the last one. Okay, let's continue. So the Adkan, so we're up to the Adkan. So the Ran assumes this is a new statement from Rabba. Remember Rabba. Rabba is the one that defended himself and said, what do you mean? It disappears. The heter could disappear. But now Rabba is saying, I could even agree with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, what did Rav Shimon ben Gamliel say? What grew b'chiv is chayiv, what grew b'ptur is putter. So Rab is about to explain, even though I usually say that the Gidulin and Mevatel the Iker, I for sure don't say that the Iker, the Gidulin go after the Iker. But I'll agree, says Rab, sometimes, that they can each retain their own identity. My point, says Rab, is only that the Gidulin don't follow the Iker. When does Rav Shimon Gamliel say, and why does he say that the Iker retains its own status, the Lokatarach? Because a person wasn't Toreach to try to get rid of the status of the Yikr. He left it in the ground and it grew by itself. But Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree to me that if somebody is Toreach to try to get rid of the status of the Yikr, Batel Baruba. So then he would agree that it's Batel Barov, that the Yikr is Batel Barov. Period. Let's continue. Is that really true? Every time that somebody plants something and is trying to get rid of the status of the Iker, it's bottled by the Gidulin. Vahari litra meiser tevel. We had yesterday. If you have a litra of meiser, which is tevel, right? Remember which meant that it's meiser, but you did not take off the trumas meiser yet. Dikatarach, that you tried to get rid of it, you planted it in Shvius. V'ketani, and what does it say? V'osa litra meiser alabi malka machal b'cheshman. That you still have to take off meiser from it. So you see, it's not batel, even though you still try to get rid of the status of the yikr. So the Gemara answer is shiny gabi meiser. Meiser is different. The amarkra aser ta aser v'gomer hetera zari inshi isura lo zari inshi. What exactly does that mean? Different pshatim. Let's just go with Iran. The Ran says that means that the pasuk which teaches me that the gidulin are going to be mevatel the yikr is only by a dvar heter that you planted. But if it's Tevel that you planted, so then we're not going to say that the Gedulin is going to be Mavatel, the Iker, and then the Iker is going to have its own status. So the Rabbah agrees, special din by Meiser, that the Gedulin are not going to be Mavatel, the Iker. Okay, period, we'll stop here. By Gufa, Bezrem, tomorrow we get back to the regular weekday schedule, and we start, Kadashem, the 8th Perek, as we continue Nedarim. Remember, Siyam's on Purim. Siyam's on Purim. Nedarim finishes on Purim, and then... What? And then Shia, right? Shia, and then Nazir, right? Yazir Asma Medayayin starts on Shushan Purim, right? That's the message. Shia was sponsored by the Silverstein family. Ozech Anishmas, Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dovzev.